Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pete Lappin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Lamott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brouwer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Lappin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peckinpah fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson throws to second for one, and Collins throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lamott moves to second. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Harris reaches second base with a double. Judge moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judge scores. Harris moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0 for 1 in the game. Brower hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lappin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah catches it and steps on second to double up Hooper. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maw still hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett bunts towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball towards left. Goslin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goslin. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Collins goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maw still hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk fires to first and picks off Goslin. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brouwer hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lappin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive towards third. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamott moves to third. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamott scores. Judge moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts in front of the plate. Lappin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin is 0-for-3 in the game. Lappin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulligan moves to third. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson has Mulligan trapped. There's the throw to Lamott and over to Lappin, who tags Mulligan for the out. Schalk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to third. Leverett moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Johnson moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.